Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Looking to go solar? MTE's Pro Solar program is committed to educating members on the process and helping them achieve their renewable energy goals. Learn more at prosolar.mte.com/prosolar. And we're talking about our friends from the Child Advocacy Center, and in studio with us today, Carista Colwell and Presley Hosford. And a lot to talk about. I wish I had, you know, like the song Third Rock from the Sun or, you know, something to play this morning. But good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. And did you use the office here? I mean, you were just on.
Yeah, you know, I've made myself at home. I'm a member of the WGNS team now.
Yeah. Like you need another job, right?
Yeah, right.
So you were on the action line earlier with Sharon. And, boy, it's hard to kind of get her to... She's in so many places doing so much, but it was good to hear from her today. And I guess we've got something to talk about coming up Friday.
Friday, I feel like it has been so much preparation, and it's finally here. I feel like it's tomorrow, but thank goodness it's not. But yeah, Hometown Heroes is coming up this Friday. We're in full preparation. We have a lot of exciting things planned, and everything's falling into place, and I'm really excited because I believe just this morning we're just shy of around 200 folks. We're expecting to show up the day of the race.
Awesome.
T-shirts are ready, and we have a lot of our community partners showing up that day as well, and we're going to be honoring some great Hometown Heroes who have done wonderful work in our community protecting victims of child abuse and sexual abuse.
Awesome. Good stuff. And is this your first?
It is my first.
Okay,
it is my first. So I'm excited to see sort of all of the CAC events going through all the way at least once. So now I've been to the Turkey Tee Off, the Cannon Runs event that we have, Secret Santa, and then now Hometown Heroes.
Awesome. How did Cannon Runs go?
It went really well. It was really chilly that morning, but we had a great turnout. We got a lot of same day runners. Everything went smoothly. Our friends from Bikers Against Child Abuse were there, and they revved their bikes, which was really cool.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And then we had several of our Cannon community partners come out with bananas, granola, water, all that good stuff. So it was a really fun event.
Awesome. Yeah. How long ago was that? Was that earlier?
That was at the beginning of the month, yeah. April 6th.
Thought so. So this April is, of course, a big month with Child Abuse Prevention Month. And I guess that's been keeping you pretty busy as well, Presley.
Oh, yes. I actually started my week yesterday training a congregation, First United Methodist. So shout out to them for getting involved for Child Abuse Prevention Month, because it truly is the perfect time to raise awareness and how to keep the children in our community safe, especially if you've never had the opportunity to sit down and really speak about the effects of child sexual abuse. It's a great opportunity to raise awareness and just learn how you can do your part as an adult.
So that's a church group. I mean, what other groups would you say would be good to have this darkness to light training?
Yeah, of course. Well, first, any parents and grandparents, since they are the first line of defense in protecting and educating their little ones, but also daycares, youth serving organizations, teachers, really the people who are spending the most time with children besides the parents, right? Because children, especially with teachers, they build a lot of trust with them, right? When they're not at home, that is their safe adult, someone they can confide in.
Well, and that kind of covers a wide range of folks too.
It really does. And especially those too who are pursuing careers and working with children and families. So I love getting to partner with MTSU and Motlow and just preparing our next generation of workers and leaders to be the safest adults possible with the correct applied prevention skills and best practices.
Well, that makes perfect sense now that you say that. You know, those who are, for instance, going to be teachers down the road, you know, just to have that opportunity, have that groundwork and kind of in mind when you start.
Yes, of course, because teachers too, and I believe Sharon mentioned this earlier this morning, there are number one reporters. They make up between 52% and 54% of all reports, and it really shows the important role they play in safeguarding a child's well-being.
Yeah, so teachers are number one. I mean, what are the top few outside of teachers?
Yeah, of course. So teachers, I would also put like daycare workers in there. And then law enforcement is right under that, because sometimes parents, guardians aren't equipped with the knowledge that they are a mandated reporter and know the hotline number. So sometimes their first reaction is to call law enforcement, and then law enforcement on their behalf will follow up with the report.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. So do our police officers, sheriff's deputies, do they go through this training, or is that something that they have a similar training on their own?
Yeah. So we have provided Darkness to Light to MPD before, because this training is post certified, which is something that officers are needing through their training, and so they also get other training activities as well that might not be from me, but is still child abuse related.
Well, it'd be nice if, you know, others like maybe teachers and daycares, if that was something that was part of their, and maybe it is part of their continuing education, if you will.
Yes. I know schools, there's something called Aaron's Law, which is in place here in Tennessee. And so all teachers here under Tennessee law are required to make reports of abuse, even suspected abuse. And so they do have mandated reporter trainings, which is a mouthful.
Oh, yeah. It certainly is.
Yeah.
This month is Child Abuse Prevention Month. We have our friends from the Child Advocacy Center here today joining us, Carista Colwell and Presley Hosford. And April has been a fairly busy month. Carista, I know we've talked about some events that have happened and the Hometown Heroes Walk coming up. Are there other things that you did this month to kind of shine the spotlight on child abuse prevention?
Yeah, I think we've been to several community events and networking events, just getting folks plugged into not only the work that we're doing. Presley is also involved in the Child Abuse Prevention Coalition here in Murfreesboro, and that we work with our partners at DCS. They had a pinwheel garden ceremony that they put on. Several community partners like Kamari House are putting up pinwheels around the community. We've been sharing pinwheel gardens with several businesses and community organizations. So a lot more folks are learning about pinwheels being the sign for child abuse prevention, and even just, you know, starting conversations. I also got to take the new Darkness to Light training, which was very exciting. Shout out to Presley. She does an amazing job of really making something incredibly heavy, incredibly digestible. And I left that training learning a lot more, even as someone who works at the CIC, but also feeling a lot more empowered that I know the steps to take, but also how to start conversations with other people in my community.
Mm-hmm. Presley, tell me about this coalition a little bit.
Yes. Yeah, so I run the Rutherford County Coalition Against Child Abuse. It's a great way for people in the community to take trainings once a month. And so in May, we'll have a youth mental health first aid. And we just meet once a month, not only to expand our knowledge, but to network with people in like fields. And so I've been hosting that for two years now.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And so our CIPET partners as well, the Child Protective Investigative Team, they attend those because we want to make sure our team is up to date with the best practices.
So is that what CIPET stands for?
Yes, CIPET, Child Protective Investigative Team.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. Kind of like CHIPS, you know.
You probably
don't remember CHIPS. I'm dating myself now there. But so we've got our friends from the CAC with us today, Presley Hosford and Carista Colwell, and make sure we have plenty of time to talk about the Hometown Heroes Walk. And it's hard for me to believe it's the 8th annual. I guess I remember this before. Maybe it was Hometown Heroes, and then former First Lady Bredesen kind of got some things started, I think it was, many years ago. And that was kind of her focus with child abuse prevention. And it's good to see this continuing here in our community. And so any details you want to pass along, Carista? Can people still come, I guess?
Yes. So same-day registration is still available. And when I say registration, we really just need you to show up and sign a waiver. So please come the day of if you're not sure if you're able to make it. We recommend that folks head to Oakland's Pavilion and park your car there, and we'll have a shuttle going to the start of the walk at Civic Plaza. So show up at Oakland's around 10:45, 11. We'll get you registered. We'll have an opening ceremony at 11:30, and we'll start the walk right at 12.
Okay. And so the this is the second year, I think, right, that it's been at Oakland's. That's been the end point.
Yes.
Since you've moved the offices,
I guess. Since we've moved, yes.
Yeah. So if you haven't done it in a bit, you kind of gave some interesting information there. If it's been 2 years or more, you park at Oakland's, our bus to the Civic Plaza, and then you walk back to Oakland's.
Yeah, so you don't have to walk super far from your car. We'll be right there, and we'll have a picnic lunch. We're going to have barbecue, some cookies, chips, all that good stuff. And the weather is looking really good right now. It's going to be a nice warm day, so come join us for lunch.
Certainly is. And when you're wavering, you're not giving away your firstborn or anything like that.
No. Yeah, all the roads will be blocked off, and we'll have signs guiding, road closures, all that good stuff. Will be taken care of, so it's going to be completely safe for any and all ages. It's a completely free event to attend, so that's the only thing that we need. We're also going to have a raffle this year. We're partnering with Fleet Feet, and they're going to give us some goodies to enter a raffle for, so you could come, spend a couple bucks and maybe win a cool prize.
Well, that's true, and if they don't have good shoes, they'll find out on Friday.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So and it goes from Civic Plaza, I guess. You cut across on Church and then East Main. Is that how you go?
Okay, that's exactly it. So we're gonna make Church down East Main and then a left on Maney until we get to Robert Street where Oakland's is.
All right, fun stuff. And where is the registration? Will it be at the Civic Plaza?
Yes, it'll be at Civic Plaza.
Okay, very good. And I'm sure you have some folks that kind of show up and they just want to be part of what's going on at Civic Plaza, and that's perfectly okay too.
Yeah, any way folks are able to get involved, there's going to be something for everybody. If you're able to just make it to the end of the walk, you're completely welcome. If you want to just show up to the start of the walk, stay for the opening ceremony, and then head out, that's perfectly welcome. This is one of our biggest events, and it's really exciting to get so many folks in the community involved and learning about what we do. So if you can participate in the walk, that's great. But at the end of the day, we just really use this event to build community, talk to each other, and make sure that folks in the community see us and know what the CAC is doing.
And you recognize our hometown heroes,
yes.
Those who help with the prevention of child abuse as well. So great stuff. Well, I appreciate you both coming in, and good luck with everything on Friday. I'm sure it's going to be great.
Thank you so much.
Our friends from the Child Advocacy Center joining today here on Rutherford Issues, and that is going to wrap us up here this morning. Thank you so much for joining. We'll see you back here next time.